I'm Ashton, and we're here with...
I'm Dan.
Holland.
Ann Holland.
And how old are you?
73.
72.
And where did you grow up?
Wilson County.
Wilson County.
Alright, we just have a few questions. Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked? And if so, what was it about the doctor that you admired or appreciated?
I remember when I was a kid, Dr. Sauls. Yeah, well, I kind of set the standard by him going through is how he did it, but it, Dr. Duncan, not my dad anymore.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about him?
Pardon me?
Can you tell us like anything about him that you remember? Any treatments or anything?
Oh, yeah. I had a bad sore throat all the years. He would always give me a shot. He would put two doses of medicine in the same needle and give me a shot.
Cool. Do you remember if the doctor ever made a house call to your home?
I was born at home, so he made a house call.
Country doctors were often appreciated because of the deeply familiar relationships they had with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you?
Yes.
How does this rank with other attributes such as the doctor's technical skills, availability, or reputation?
It was more important, I think, and reputation was important too.
Do you have anything you want to say about the family doctor that you had?
Well, Dr. Smith was our family doctor, and he did house calls because all 12 of us were born at home. And I didn't like him. He was cranky. He reminded me of Dr. Smith. I never liked him.
You didn't have a good doctor-patient relationship?
No.
What attributes do you look for from your healthcare team, and is compassion or other virtuous character traits important?
Yes.
What attributes do you look for from your healthcare team?
Being
kindness.
That and being able to relate. He talks plain talk, not over my head.
Okay.
I'm like a plain doctor.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Read that again.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Yeah, I think. My old doctor.
Doctor now.
Any doctor that you had?
I used to take out the book. He didn't know what he was. He would mix up in the gut and take it out and be, you know.
Dr. Science could do that.
Dr.
Taylor.
No, not socks. But now doctors don't do that. I mean, they supposed to have it in the head. But back in the old days, when I was a kid, he would take the book out. If he had something, he would take 12 minutes and thing, take the book out. You know, study it. Continue doctoring.
Okay. And do you think you prefer country doctors or the modern specialists that you have today?
The modern specialists.
I prefer the country doctors.
Well, the country doctors, but they didn't know as much. I mean, they didn't expand.
But they were more thorough and more personal.
Yeah.
You know, and like Dr. Socks, when I would go to him, he would always sit in the chair and roll it up to me, pat me on the knee. And it was a one-on-one. You know, it was really one-on-one, and he acted like he really cared. But nowadays, it's not that.
Do you think your dislike of country doctors comes from Dr. Smith?
No, that was the only thing. I can't see him particular because I know some saw us. Other country doctors were not like that, I don't think. Because I've heard him talk about Dr. Sauls. And to me, Dr. Taylor was like a country doctor.
Dr. Taylor was a good doctor.
And he's
passed on.
Passed on now, but he was our doctor. from the time we got married.
Until he left, came up to level two. He got frustrated because he would tell the patient what to do and then he wouldn't do it. You know, then he'd come back and he said, would you do this? Just no. You know, so finally he went to a urgent medical care thing. He said that way I would walk in, a doctor would leave, I don't see him anymore. But he was real concerned on his patients not listening to him.
Because he'd sit and talk to you and you understood what he was saying, you know.
And like I told him one time, look me in the eye when you talk to me and speak English, don't talk to me foreign stuff, you know, that I don't understand.
He was fine.
He agreed with me. He said that he had a patient come in, she had sunglasses on. She was telling him, he said, he took the glasses off and he said, I won't see your eyes when I talk to you. So he agreed with what I said. I want like a doctor that looked one-on-one. Yeah. You know, don't be all around talking this foreign language to me.
How do you think the treatments that you're offered from your country doctors differ from kind of how you're treated today?
Well, in the old days, you went to the doctor, whatever they give you, cured you, say, well, if it don't help, come back. But you never had to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, they just seem like they're just treating the symptoms, you know, and they don't treat the underlying. It's an in and out kind of deal.
Yes.
Do you have any other stories you'd like to share about country doctors?
I could tell you one reason I don't like Dr. didn't like Dr. Smith. And I was small. You remember me telling you that, and then it embarrassed me. I was sick, and he had to give me a shot, but right there in front of everybody, he lifted my skirt and gave me a shot in my leg. And everybody in the room could, in the patient, you know, he didn't shut his door. You know, it was like, you know what I mean.
I was living. Only Dr. Smith is. But nothing. Do you have any questions?
We can only go back to the old days. In some respect, medicine had come so far from. Like when my grandmama, my daddy's mama, she had leukemia, and they didn't have the medicine like they do now. She would have lived longer, but she suffered a lot on account of,
But Dr. Smith would give so strong of a medicine, it would make you have to stay in bed, but it would make you hallucinate.
Can you remember any medicines that, like, you used to have to take or, like, how you took them? Like, some people talk about, like, a spoon of sugar with, like, a drop of medicine.
You don't remember it?
No, I don't think I remember. She gave me penicillin.
Penicillin was the main thing back then, which hadn't been out in all even years anyway.
And I became allergic to it.
But that was the go-to.
But he told me when I had to go back and my mouth was swollen, my hands were swollen, he said, make sure you always tell your doctor that you're allergic to penicillin because it could kill you, you know, swelling and all. The next time I had to go to him, he gave me penicillin.
You check your notes.
It was up to me to remember.
Do as I say, not as I do.
You know, that was it. I'm not going to do any more talking.
You do.
I've had bad experience with
Doctors.
He had good.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Sox, he was well known, and he even made house call. But he was just a good family doctor. And I really miss him now. Because he didn't charge like $3 when he went, you know. Got a shot, I might have been six, but normally it was. And believe it or not, a lot of times you go in there to see the doctor, and you charge it, you know, and then my dad would pay him, you know, at the end of the week, a month, whatever. And it wasn't about money then, it was about patience. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, naturally he had to make a living, but it was, he wanted to cure you, you know. I mean, you could tell, I mean, that's just the way he was. And that's what he never liked.
Did your family do like more medicine or home remedies?
Home remedies.
And then the doctor was like, if the home remedies weren't working, do you remember any, like, stories of that happening?
You have any, like, major sicknesses as a kid?
Mm-mm. The only thing I had major was strep throat.
I had that fear.
Do you remember how y'all treated strep throat?
Divine.
Do you remember how, like, you got better from strep throat? Did you take, like, medicine or anything?
Yeah, well, he would, yeah, the doctor would give us medicine, but I don't remember. It won't pin himself. But I don't remember what it was he gave me for it.
But like I said, the doctor would take one medicine, he'd put some up, he'd get another bottle. I never did know what it was.
Did it scare you guys that you didn't know it, who was?
No.
No.
We trusted
the doctors back then. I mean,
we trusted Mom and Daddy.
Trusted Dr. Smith?
You trusted Dr. Smith?
No, I trusted Mom and Daddy.
You know when he tried to give you penicillin again?
Daddy told him.
When he lifted your skirt up? You still trust him?
I still trust him.
When you lifted your skirt up?
My daddy was always weeping.
Okay.
So I trusted my daddy.
In the old days, too, when you went to the doctor, you could get a shot. I mean, that was automatic. And nowadays, doctors are moving away from that.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you can request it. Are you sure you want a shot? I mean, you know, I don't know why, if it's liability but they're moving away from, you know.
Do you feel like the shots are more like fast acting than like a pill or a liquid that you might take?
Not for a shot.
You better
give me that boost.
He gives us one. If we need it.
Most of the time, you request one, and they'll give it to you. And it's just, like I say, they give you the pills, but that shot's a booster to kind of kick in pretty fast, and then, you know, bad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't fix it after surgery. You know, normally they glue it there, but they left it open. It bled through, and they kept all bleeding, couldn't get stopped, and all night long. And so the next day they had the lady asked me for a PA. It was okay, she stitched it. Said, what you got to do? I mean, yeah. So then she didn't have it. She went to the OR to get a needle so she could stitch it. Then she said, well, I didn't get nothing to kill the pain. I said, don't worry about killing it, just stitch it. She said, are you sure? I said, stitch it. And I was down here.
Your daddy was there with him and he panicked.
Yeah, but I told him, stitch it up. I mean, it was kept bleeding. So.
I know you were in the hospital recently, right?
Month ago. Mm-hmm. 1 month with pneumonia and the flu at the same time. It's not a good experience.
She don't very seldom get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a cousin, she didn't, and Danielle had COVID in the same house, but she never got it.
that's the first time I've been in the hospital since.
Ugh. Yes, I can remember. Because the baby.
Oh, I had to go on my gallbladder.
Yeah, gallstones.
And I gallstones. No, it wasn't gallstones.
Kidney stones?
The gallbladder was diseased.
Yeah. I didn't know about that.
That was, you were little. And that was the only time I've been in the hospital since. I just don't do well in the hospital or sick.
Right.
I don't ever get sick. When I get sick, I'm in the hospital.
Well, I don't want to treat her as well, don't you?
I don't know. Do you remember me ever being?
She makes it up.
It's not since last month.
I don't have to be honest. I was terrible.
Yeah.
I know I look bad.
You don't look bad.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
In the hospital. That, yeah. It was a.
You did look pretty bad. How long were you there?
Five days? No. Thursday night till Sunday night. So I didn't have to stay long. I was trying my best to get out of there, and they probably let me go. I worked hard on them. They had to get my oxygen level over 90, and the night before I found out by one of the nurses how to get it up, to do deep breathing, and this contraction they gave me to breathe into. All night long, I worked on my deep breathing.
You got the scale, you got to push your heart, get it up.
And the next day they said, well, we'll never go home. Dr. Woodall and the doctor was treating me at the hospital. But that night I had my oxygen level left and the doctor let me go home. So I've been in there long. I don't do good at hospital.